Welcome to First Turn, where we play board games for the first time and discuss our immediate reactions. It's like book club, but for board games. I'm Eric, and with me is Kate, Kiwi, and BP.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So you weren't ready.
I know. It's D.
Today we're going to be playing Formosa Tea, designed by Chulon Cao. The artist was Simixes and Huan Yu Wen. And it was published in 2019 by Tastry Minstrel Games, which apparently is bankrupt. Good, fun little quip there, Kiwi. The subtropical climate and environment of Taiwan make the island highly suitable for cultivating top-quality tea. But it wasn't until the 19th century after English businessman John Dodd discovered some amazing oolong tea there that the Taiwanese tea business truly began to bloom and Formosa tea became world-renowned. In Formosa tea, players are tea farm owners competing to harvest the best tea leaves, improve the tea processing technique, and produce tea of the highest quality, not only for domestic market, but also for the international market. The unique worker placement and worker advancement mechanics, along with tea dehydration and scenting processing, players must use their workers wisely to make the best tea in the market. The mechanics are contracts, events, tech trees and tracks, variable player powers, and worker placement. And the box art?
So it is a little bit cartoon style. It's a mountain scene, I would assume in Taiwan. There is a tea farmer, do you call it?
Sure.
Looking out on his tea farm. It's a nice scene. There is Formosa tea at the top in both Latin alphabet as well as characters in Mandarin, I would assume.
I would assume, yeah. I really like how the Mandarin, I don't know, it looks cool. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, all like Chinese characters look cool anyway, but this looks like really cool. Like more of like the calligraphy pen.
Yeah, Chinese
stroke,
calligraphy.
I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's even got like that where maybe like the brush strokes, like the paint, you know, fizzled out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm, yeah.
Okay. And then it's got this super cool, like, I love the terraced, like the look of the terraced farming. I'm sure like in comparison to like giant wheat fields or whatever in Kansas, yeah, you probably don't get as much out of it, but like they've always been like, I've always felt like they were super cool looking and like how they're built and all that kind of stuff. So it looks interesting.
BP, anything?
The cartoon style is like an anime style, so it's pretty nice.
It's like very vivid, despite not being super, I don't know, detailed, I guess, or realistic.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like the river valley. I like river valleys, so I'm happy.
The river pops up.
Oh, I continue talking now. Would you pull this off a shelf, Kate?
Sorry. So I like tea. So it's got that going for it, and the cover is very attractive. The description and mechanics, yeah, I guess so.
Sick of worker placement.
I feel like
she asked me yesterday, please tell me this isn't a worker placement.
No. But I do like tea, so if it accomplishes the making of the tea and I get to be a tea farmer, yeah, sure. Let's give it a try.
I mean, yeah, the box art is really good. I like it a lot. I do like tea, so thematically good. I think, you know, I think this was our complaint with Cheese Game is that it really didn't do the cheese making process, mm-hmm. Like kind of like viticulture does the wine making process. So hopefully this lands it with a tea making process. That would make me happy.
Yeah, I like tea, and the art is nice, and it says worker placement. So, yeah, I would pick it up.
BP?
Yes, I also like tea, and I also like the art on the box.
And you also love worker placement.
I don't know about love worker placement, but I have been playing Agricola lately, so.
All right. I feel like we're really setting ourselves up for a disappointment because it's like, I love tea. Of course I would pick this up. And it's just like, well, that's just foreshadowing, I'm sure.
All right. How do we think it's played?
Do you make tea?
What?
How do you make tea? I know how to make tea in the pot, but I don't think that's what we're doing.
Okay, maybe that's what we're doing. Okay, yeah. So we have a pot of tea.
By the cover, no. I'm guessing not.
We're going to have to pick leaves. And then you either pan fry them or dry them.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if this is going to be like coffee roasters where you have to roast your coffee and you could accidentally burn your coffee.
Mm, it could actually over dehydrate our tea.
Mm-hmm. Over process the tea.
Okay. What is our workers are farmers?
Yep.
And what is their advancement? What is the promotion of the worker? There are worker advancement mechanisms.
Oh.
Like you get a promotion?
Yeah. You fulfill contracts.
You get a promotion. You get a promotion. You become like the head tea worker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like chief dehydrator. Mm-hmm. It's a good title.
Maybe you move from picking tea to dehydrating tea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You move up the ranks. Mm-hmm. So one day you are the tea.
What are the events?
What is a tech tree for tea?
The processing.
And what's the tech,
now, Kiwi is now watching a video on how to make tea.
No, well, there was a Snapple commercial a long time ago about a guy trying to figure out what white tea was. And it was like always the funniest thing to me, and the whole time reading the rules and saying tea, like that's all I'm thinking about in my head is this commercial.
What year did the commercial come out?
2007.
Okay. Okay. What is your variable T power, Kate?
My variable T power. My specialty type of tea.
What is it?
That's what I was gonna say. Oh. I was gonna say mine's chai.
Yeah, I am strawberry black tea.
How's that? That's mine.
Oh.
Okay. I'll be a peach tea.
Okay.
Kiwi, what is your breakfast tea?
Yeah, English breakfast.
Okay. That's your special power. Okay.
Yep. Too long, didn't read. Explain it to me like I'm five. 5 minute history on tea.
Right. I've got just the article for you, I think. Unless it's gone. Okay, no, it's not.
How many wars have been fought?
Is it a Snapple commercial?
No.
Yeah, the history of the Snapple.
History of Snapple.
Ooh, so many good choices.
The story of tea begins in China, of course. According to legend, the Chinese Emperor Shen Nung in around 2700 BCE was sitting beneath a tree boiling water when some leaves blew into the water, and the emperor decided to go ahead and try this accidental infusion and liked it. And that's what we now call tea. Although there's a lot of history about the kind of making and processing of tea when it was, you know, the kind of early documentation of tea, if it was just the tea leaves, if the reference of the word that now represents tea actually had different meanings earlier on. What we know is that by the Tang Dynasty, so kind of the early medieval period, around 600 to 900 of the Common Era, tea became firmly established not only in sources, but also as the national drink. The Tang Dynasty is also when Chinese influence spread to places like Korea, Japan, and Vietnam, and so did, of course, tea drinking. That is when Japan first was introduced the tea drink. And of course, now has famously developed a whole tea ceremony based in rituals from one of the earliest works on tea that was also written in the Tang Dynasty, referred to in English just as the Tea Classic. Tea was first introduced to Europe in the 1600s. First by Portuguese trading routes, and then as the Dutch began to encroach on Portuguese trading routes, became a delicacy amongst the rich in Holland. Did not take on in Britain until 1658. Let me see if that's... Actually, I don't have the... Until 1658, we know some of the earliest advertisements for tea were there. But it was really with the marriage of Charles II to Catherine of Braganza that would prove the turning point for tea in Britain. She was a Portuguese princess and a tea addict. And her love of tea established tea as a fashionable beverage at court and then amongst the wealthy classes. However, the taxation on tea was so high that the British took to smuggling the tea. They smuggled in around 7 million pounds of tea a year, as opposed to the legitimate imports of 5 million pounds of tea.
That's a lot of tea.
Yeah.
Real tea heads.
Yeah. In 1784, the government finally slashed the tax on tea. Smuggling stopped virtually overnight. So there's a lesson to be had in that. Don't tax the tea.
Yeah. Or people are going to throw it into the harbor.
Right. So there you go. Now tea is a beverage enjoyed around the globe.
But first we have to make it. How do we do that, Kiwi?
Wow.
That was, you know what? In 240 something episodes, that's probably the best lead in we've ever had. Okay, so in this game, we are tea farmers, and we're trying to make the best tea in the market. The first player is the most recently who drunk tea or is drinking tea now, and that's what it says in the rule book.
I just finished my tea, so.
Literal tea in mouth.
All right, so Eric goes first. The game is played over a series of rounds based on the player count. So for our player game, that will be... For our four-player game, that will be four rounds. Fewer players actually has more rounds. Each round is broken into two phases. So we have the worker action phase. So each player is going to take turns performing one of five actions with one of their workers. And we're actually going to have two types of workers. We're going to have tea farmers and tea masters.
We almost had that.
Sure. Tea farmers can only be played on the plantations or at the markets. Tea masters can be played anywhere. So one of your actions is harvest tea. So you're going to place the worker in an unoccupied tea plantation space and either take all the cubes of a single color. So we'll have three different cubes. We'll have yellow for oolong, green for green tea, and it'll be like a brownish red for black tea. All right. So you're going to place the worker on an unoccupied tea plantation and either take all the cubes of a single color or one cube of each color in the space. You're then going to place those cubes in your tea basket at the water level based on the weather. And your basket can only hold six cubes. And then after you do that, you're going to advance any tea processing track. So you're going to add up the number of workers in the plantation row and advance all tea masters that many spaces on the tea processing track, performing each action for each space that you move into, or a player could decide to advance directly to the last space in that track. So that's the first action. The next action is tea processing. So you can place one of your tea masters on the first space of one of the three processing tracks, oolong, black, or green, and move all cubes of that type from the player basket to the tea factory, which is still on your player board. All of them are going to keep the same water level. Then you're going to execute the effect of the processing space the tea master is standing in. There's also a fourth track, which helps you create scented tea but that requires that you've already have processed tea in your warehouse. If you have at least 3 or 5 cubes of the same color, you immediately advance your tech for the corresponding tea 1 to 2 spaces. So basically you get better at making that type of tea. So that's the second action. The third action is tea completion. So this does not require a worker to be placed, but instead it needs a tea master on the final space of a tea processing track. You'll retrieve that tea master and then evaluate the quality of tea based on its water level. So if the water level is 3 or more, then you've made poor tea. If the tea water level is 0, then you've made amazing tea and you'll get victory points based on the number of cubes. And anything in between is just normal tea. And this tea all gets stored in your warehouse. Your fourth action is sell to the global market. So you can fulfill order cards from your tea in your warehouse by placing your worker on a space not occupied by another one of your workers, but it can be occupied by somebody else's worker, and then fill the order. So it'll be like, hey, they want 1 oolong tea and 1 black tea. And you'll get a certain number of points based on the quality of that tea. And if you have to mix qualities, it always takes the quality of the lowest thing. So if you only have poor tea and a great tea, your overall quality is going to be poor because of that poor tea. And then the final thing you can do is sell to the domestic market. So you're going to put your worker on a space that isn't occupied by one of your own workers, and then you'll sell 2 or 3 of the same type of tea, and you're going to give, you'll move yourself up on a victory track. So those are the 5 actions. So then on the preparation phase, we're going to advance on the tea processing track, advancing our tea masters on their track based on the number of workers, but you only execute the space that you land on finally and not all the spaces in between. You're going to resolve the historical event card, then retrieve your workers, adjust the weather tiles, and then grow tea based on the water level. So we'll add more cubes for water level 2 and then less cubes for water level 0. And then we'll pass the start player token and we'll play the next round. If historical cards remain, begin a new round. If not, the game ends when the last historical card has been played, and you're going to get victory points based on your orders fulfilled, on where you're at, where you finish for each of the tech tracks, and then where you finish on the domestic market as well. And those are pretty much the rules.
Well, let's make tea.
We just finished a game of Formosa tea. To recap, BP had 94 tea points. Kiwi had 99 tea points. I had 105 tea points, and Kate won with 106 tea points. Winning strategy, Kate.
I did not have one. I didn't think I was winning. I thought I was doing quite poorly. anybody want to tell me what my strategy was?
I did a bunch of black tea because I was trying to get high on the tech tree track for black, because I knew that last one was going to be do that one. Mm-hmm. So,
BP strategy,
make tea.
So on that, did it feel like you were making tea?
A little bit. It's better than some of the other ones we played recently that didn't have it at all. Like that theme element. The steps that the workers could do were all making tea, farming the tea leaves and then processing them and selling them. Yeah, so it was there. We weren't quite using the language as we played. It was just like, I guess we were.
Yeah, saying the tea types. I don't know that I'm trying to think of distilled, was it, where you distilled stuff? Yeah. I don't know if I learned too much about the process, because that was kind of just steps that you went down and did actions on. You didn't really like, but yeah, it was like farming, processing, selling, so.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's as much part of there as viticulture.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you do have, like, you're not the one, like, physically growing. Because I think the one thing with viticulture is you get to pick, like, these are the types of grapes mm-hmm. I want to grow in my vineyard. Mm-hmm. Whereas the plantation, you were just like, We're like, were you stealing the tea from somebody else's plantation?
And steal somebody's plants.
Yeah. Like that's kind of what it felt like. I think if it was more like viticulture where I got to pick, like I am going to be a black tea farm.
Mm. Yeah.
And like, you know, I just went hard on black tea, you know, and then other people could be like, well, one of my fields is green tea. One of my fields is going to be oolong.
Do you diversify
Yeah.
And I don't know. Do you have farms like across the country? Cause each of them has different weather. You think like,
yeah, we're just rolling it. Maybe we're just buying from different farms and not actually doing the farming, but yeah, it did kind of feel like we were just sneaking into people's fields and grabbing their leaves. Anything else on theme table presence, BP?
There's not a lot to really kind of grab you on this one. I mean, the tea is cubes. There's trackers with iconography that I think we kept asking about. not a whole lot to grab you on this one.
Agreed.
I wonder if it'd be better in person.
I feel like it'd still look like a cube pushing euro.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which like I'm not against a cube pushing euro. Don't get me wrong. But like,
it's just nice when there's like cool art that like fits well with the board. There's some art on it, but it just doesn't.
It kind of got in the way in this one. You were like, is that art or are those symbols?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't scream tea to me. I think if I walked by, I would have no idea that it was tea going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Mechanics, Kiwi.
I don't know if there's anything like super out there. I mean, the worker placement was again, like, you know, like we've talked about the last couple of worker placement games we've played where it's like, you're not blocking anybody from doing anything except for the plantations. But I don't think there was a single time where any of us was like, oh, man, I was going to go to that plantation because you really don't care.
Yeah.
Like the only thing you're worried about is the water with the weather. But even then, like, but even then, like, you really don't care. So I did like the fact that like with the processing, you know, I could push my processor up more if I wanted to by playing in that row, but then I had to use somebody on a plantation. And if I didn't really want to do that, you know, it felt like a waste almost.
Yes.
Just to push my person up. And then like the whole, you know, the way the rules read, once you pass, your turn is over. And like Eric, the very first round, you know, Eric's comment was, I hate this game. And we only got through a round. So
my comment stands. Mechanics are bad. Like the whole, you can push your own, but you're kind of reliant on other people playing to a farm, luckily, to push you to the end. And then if you happen, like as first player, you're probably gonna run out of people first. So that means anybody else who plays to a farm that last round, you just don't get your worker back. Like, that's bad. Like I said, the water thing seems like it should have been a key thing that we have to puzzle out. But I never didn't have good tea and I never tried very hard to worry about my water. So it didn't really seem very relevant as maybe a core mechanic. And then, like you said, just the fact that to be able to process, you have to play your guy to a farm that you don't really necessarily want is
a farm that you're stealing from somebody else.
Yeah. You got to rob somebody you didn't want to rob just so you can process more. This doesn't make any sense to me.
The number of times I had to rob somebody I didn't want to rob is way too high.
Exactly. And that what the tokens we picked up for completely stealing a farm, like, did anybody use those? Yeah, I don't even know what those are for. Yeah.
I was looking them up. So there was a fourth row for scented tea. So like every time you flavored your tea, that's how you got good tea. But then there was scented tea that you needed tea from your warehouse and then you could give it scents, but you scored based on the number of. So like if you got the same type of tokens, you would get more points. And if you had different tokens, you got less points. And it just let you move up on a tech track. I tried to like look at the rules to see how it worked, but then it was just like, I don't know why I would ever do that. Yeah. So there was an element of the game that none of us did and none of us asked a question about. And so I just didn't bother like putting it out there because I didn't. I reading the rules, I did not see the point.
No, just the same same things. Like I looked at that bottom track and I was like, wonder what that does. Whatever. And yeah, I think I very rarely say this, but I think like the puzzle wasn't challenging enough. Like the stuff you guys have already mentioned, like the water, like you never, you always got down, like you didn't really need to use any of the things that would like help you. Like it just, yeah, it was like too easy to remove any of the things that would make your tea bad. Although I did have some normal tea, but.
Yeah, I think we all did except for Eric. And interestingly, it was all black tea that we all had.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But none of us made poor tea. So
yeah. I don't even know how you could make poor tea unless you were trying.
Yeah.
Back to the boards. Like, why was it poor, good, normal? Like, why wouldn't you just put those in order? Yeah. Like,
either order.
I don't know.
Yeah. That was just weird. To help you a little bit.
All right. So I guess, we've kind of been talking about rules and like, we just didn't play some stuff because we didn't know about it or care to know about it. And then just confusing iconography and.
It shouldn't have been hard to learn, but I think, yeah, not intuitive. So yeah, we did need to keep asking.
Yeah. The iconography just did not connect to make sense. I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, why is the submarine advance on the tech check?
I don't know. And then, so this is one of, it's happened to me a couple of times where like I've read the rule book and immediately thought to myself, well, this is not going to go well and it's going to suck. and this is one of those. And then I had to watch a video like three times because there was only like one how to play video. And I had to watch it like three times to make sure like, okay, I think I understand how this game is supposed to work.
Oh, wow.
So the rule book wasn't great, but even after I read the rule book, like I knew just like, just knowing like the four of us that the game just, it wasn't going to be awesome.
See, I actually had hopes because I thought that this was one of the stronger themes for the worker placements we've been playing, but yeah. Player interaction.
Did we, I think we talked to each other sometimes.
Yeah. The problem is you had to pay attention because you had to watch when people played on your farm road progressor guide, but I didn't really want to be paying attention. So it's almost like, ugh.
Yeah,
I want to be like
I can't go to the bathroom because I need to watch.
Well, you only needed one person. Yeah, you only needed like one person to pay attention say, okay, everybody's going up on this track.
Yeah.
But in a normal game, like you probably expect, people to pay attention to their own stuff. I don't know.
It was quicker than others that we've been playing. Like it came around faster. A little bit.
A little faster.
Maybe not to you guys, but to me it did.
Did not really pay attention much at all to what you guys were doing.
Would you play it again, Kate?
No. actually, I probably would. no, I'm going to say no, but it's a no in the category that if somebody wanted to, I might play it, but it sounds like Eric hates it, so I feel like I'm not going to have that opportunity.
I feel like even for you, though, you like it when you want to do better at the puzzle, but can you even do better at the puzzle?
No, I guess not.
I think that's
the thing.
Won. Yeah.
Yeah, you literally can't do better at the puzzle. You did better at the puzzle than everybody.
Without puzzling, because I thought I was losing. That's a no.
I'm a no. I think obviously I checked out on turn one and I still almost won. And I was like, that's sad because I feel like Kate's been working over there.
I was trying hard, yeah.
Kiwi?
No, there's way better worker placement games. And if I'm going to grow something and make something, if I want a thematic one, it's going to be viticulture because it's way more thematic. Mm-hmm. So a definite no.
I am also a no. I was thinking viticulture is just, it's a little bit more thematic and you're kind of doing the same thing and it's at least got some art on it.
You are basically doing the same thing and somehow thematically it's just better.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's because mechanically it's better too.
Yeah.
And so it just flows. It feels like the things you're doing in viticulture like make sense to the theme.
And it's
I guess that's true. Yeah.
And the worker placement aspect is there where you can actually block people. So
also true.
All right, that was Formosa Tea.
So if you have any recommendations of games you would like to hear our impressions on, please send them our way. You can do it via email at First Turn Tabletop or hit us up on the formerly known as Twitter platform or Instagram at First Turn Cast. And the podcasting camel says, as he is steeping his tea, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcatchers. We look forward to hearing from you. Play more games.
You cannot do that. You have cheated. You have too much tea. So do I not get to even move to my warehouse? I hate this game.
Yeah.
Because it's not in the basket?
I was paying attention,
but I couldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. This game's stupid.
Advance one space on E. So I've got 5. My water level is less than 0, so I'm going to get 10 points.
Less than 0. Well done.
Yeah,
you negative the water.